Podcasting 2.0 for December 12th, 2025, episode 244, Open Source Royalty. Hey, everybody, ho, 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 ho. We're getting closer. We're getting closer to Christmas, the end of the year. Oh, man, but that doesn't matter because there's still podcasting going on everywhere. This is the board meeting where we discuss all things podcasting, the inner workings, the guts, if you will. Do you have a healthy gut biome? We are the only boardroom that does not require an entry fee. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who has the code in his hand and built the land. Say hello to my friend on the other end, the one, the only, Mr. Dave. Hey, Jones.
I got a Christmas bonus in the mail from you.
Ah, it arrived. Have you opened it yet? Or you left it in this gift bag. Yeah,
I took it out of the bag. It is. It will make the meat this Christmas very enjoyable.
Let me tell you, this thing is amazing.
Really? This is like a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's two probes.
Probe. Yeah.
Yeah, two probes. Of course, it comes with an app. Of course. You jam those probes.
China can track your brisket.
Oh, yeah. No, your brisket is tracked for sure.
Okay.
And the base unit, actually, that has a battery. So you need to make sure that's charged. Okay. And then it in turn charges the probes. So once you've gone through the very easy process of pairing everything and getting your base unit to talk to the Wi-Fi.
That's going to work flawlessly from the beginning.
Flawlessly. Not a problem. All my friends said, oh, it was so easy. Mm-hmm. And so then you just stick those thermometers in.
Probe it. Yep.
Yeah, the probes. Now, you set on the app, you set the start and just ignore everything. Just select beef, smoker, and then the temperature you want. And it's amazing. Now, it's going to tell you a lot of things like time to take it off. You just do whatever you want to do. But your internal temperature will be spot on correct. I've been enjoying this for the past 6 weeks. It is fantastic.
Thank you, brother.
You're more than welcome. Of course.
That was an unexpected. I was not expecting meat, meat improvement. Hardware.
I have not received my physical product from your gift yet.
You have.
Don't worry.
I'm going to have to call them. I knew this was going to happen. Do you have any idea what it is?
No, because I decided not to look at the email. No, of course not.
I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to have to call them. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to ship you the physical version.
Brother, the love that you even did that is all I need, man.
It's all I need. I send out gifts to people in the podcast world. And
I'm not the only one.
What?
You send out gifts to other people too?
A few.
I thought I was special.
Well, you were special in the beginning. Then I expanded my reach.
Oh, the speciality expanded. I see what happened here.
I had to grow.
You had to grow your specialty.
Yeah, like growing your show. My podcast. Yeah, I had to grow my show. Well, it's just there's so many people that are so kind. It's just like it's hard not to send something at this special time of year. So
have you noticed how many podcast award shows there are? I mean, this is out of control.
We need one.
Well, it's funny you say that because as I was thinking, now the Golden Globes, you win a podcast for the Golden Globes, $500 entrance fee, I might add.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's how that works.
That's not minor. That's, that's pretty significant. And it's always, people have big downloads or with Spotify or Sirius XM. That show's great. And then we have the Podcast Hall of Fame. I don't want to disparage it, but I'm going to. It's like, okay, I was in the first Hall of Fame and I felt like I died. I was like, who wants
that's
to be?
That's where Go Podcasting came from.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Go Podcasting! That is exactly, the mic drop was added later. That's exactly where it came from. And as I was thinking, as always, the unsung heroes are right here in the boardroom.
the people who make it work. We've got the podcast hosting companies. We've got app developers. We've got, you know, a merry band of misfits and cretins running around, ourselves included, all just trying to do stuff. And over the past 5 years, we have actually made some things happen. Things have moved. You know, there is now another people actually, you know, the namespace is declared in almost every RSS feed, whether the tags are added or not, the namespace is declared. That's kind of an important win. We've got Apple adding tags that were developed in this group. We are regrouping on Lightning payments. And, you know, we developed, you know, the pushing HLS video, alternate enclosure. And we need something for us. And I'm serious. We need something.
I agree.
I was thinking, like, if I would just think about this for a second. I'm like, whoa. What would an award show look like for the Index? You know? And I'm like, well, we'd have a theater of the mind, obviously.
Oh,
now,
yeah, of course.
We don't want a whole bunch of judges. We don't want crowd to judge, you know, because, hold on, let me bring the crowd in for a second. We don't want them to be voting. You know, I think basically you and I should be in charge of this thing, you know? It's like,
this crowd clearly does not have those headphones on that are
none of these dumb headphones. This thing is open, loud, and proud. And, you know, what else should we call it? You know, we don't want to call it the Potties or anything like that. No, we're going to call it the Index Awards. And
I thought you were, instead of the Podcast Hall of Fame.
No.
You were going to go with the Podcast Hall of Justice.
Tonight, only open podcasting matters.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Index Awards. Hear the applause for those who fought the gatekeepers' iron laws.
You coded the tags. You implemented the specs. No more value missing from your checks. From
what
Lightning
have you done?
To Keysend to LNURL. From transcripts to chapters. The podcasting 2.0 is catching its adapters.
We're thanking the devs who make the feeds flow free and gave us podcasts. Location for all the world to see.
Introducing the judges. But every show needs rules and authority, true. A panel of experts who know what to do. No 100 critics, no votes from the crowd. Just two legends whose names ring out loud.
He's the Podfather.
He set the whole thing alight.
With a lifetime of vision.
And always talking Bitcoin right.
Give it up for Adam Curry.
And the one who runs the Index. With the code in his hand. The backbone, the brain trust, the man who built the land. Let's hear it for Dave Jones. Celebration of the creators.
To the creators who fill the namespace so wide.
With locked and unlocked content, nothing to hide.
The indie producer, the master of sound.
The ones who made sets rain down on the ground. You've made your own platform, you own your own. You won back the audio sphere, set in your own pace.
Your open source royalty.
You're totally free.
The true future of audio
is what we're here to see. So raise up your mic.
Give us the code.
Forget the old
it rubs you in.
Big finish.
We're the Index, we're open, we're here to define
the greatest achievements of podcasting 2.0.
Welcome everybody to the Index Awards 2026. And now here's your hosts, Adam Curry and Dave Jones.
What have you done? Okay. What the heck was that? Where did that come from? It's AI, clearly. I mean,
okay.
Like,
so you're. This is hard to believe. I should.
Okay.
Let me tell you the prompt I gave it for the lyrics. It obviously it was Suno.
No, Chad F said this song is all the effort that will be put into this.
Oh yes, no, obviously,
100% true. Yes.
No, that's obvious. Uh-huh. Yeah, let me see if I can find the.
No, see, instead of the podcast Hall of Fame, it needs to be the podcast Hall of Justice. You know.
Hold on. So here's what I put into Gemini. Because I did I literally just threw it into Gemini, and here was the prompt.
Oh, man.
Write lyrics for a bombastic award show opening number for a new award show from the Podcast Index, the Index Awards for short. Everything else, all the lyrics came out of Gemini.
That was your entire prompt?
That was the entire prompt.
Now, oh my gosh.
I had to fix a few things because it didn't really understand how to pronounce LNURL.
Of course not. Of course not.
But that was it. And then, you know, I just spent.
Here's how you spell it. DDOS. That's how you spell LNURL.
And then I probably regenerated about 10 times, you know, adjusting a few things.
Didn't give it any URLs. You didn't give it anything. Just that.
That's it. That was it. It knew about the index. It knew about you. Knew about me.
Really?
Yes. All of that stuff. Yeah.
How is this possible?
I don't know. But when that happened, I'm like, okay, now I got to get crowd sound. Now I got to get the tension music. I've got to get my little dream sequence, you know.
I'm kind of speechless. I can't believe that. Of course, bombastic. That was your key word.
Of course.
That made the whole thing go. That was the gasoline in the engine.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't believe that it was able to glean that. Where is it getting the fact that
Pod News? It's all coming from Pod News. It sucks Pod News into the entire corpus. Oh, what else could it be? Yeah. What else could it be?
That's got to be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's got to be it. But that's got to be it, because I can't imagine that it's going to even find association of you and I. Podcast Index, because we're not even on the site.
No, but it pulled in all these tags too: location tag, chapters, transcripts. It pulled all that stuff in. I didn't tell it to do tags. That's the prompt I gave it, and that's what came out. I'm like, I'm not changing a thing. Like, I'm just
of course not. That's effort.
Because, you know, if you actually say, "Well, could you make it this or that?" then it ruins it. The minute you try to iterate, it's no good.
Yeah.
There's no
breaks. Yeah, yeah. Everything gets worse. It just entropies itself.
Yes. Yeah. Which is interesting, because I heard, there was some dude. Yeah. some dude, Nate Soros. And he wrote a book, If Anyone Builds It, Everyone Dies. About AI. And let me see if this is the clip.
Many of your critics have said that this is more like science fiction than science.
Let me just see if this is the clip.
Stephen Marsh, for example, in the New York Times.
Yeah, we do actually define the terms book if he had read.
He was, Stephanopoulos was saying, how much time do we have before we all die?
Thanks to Jay for that. We're joined now by...
No, that's not it. Where is it? It's really good if I can ever get this five. Here it is, I think.
How much time do we have?
Here we go.
You know, the timing is very hard to call. It could be that next year the AIs will still be pretty dumb, but they'll be just barely smart enough to make smarter AIs that make smarter AIs that make smarter AIs.
So when I heard that, the first thing I said is no. No, that goes against entropy. That goes against the law, the second law of thermodynamics. AI will create a dumber AI. Or a worse, it cannot create better. It just, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think I've actually had talks about this with a few different people this week about other AI related topics. But we had, I was listening to Windows Weekly, and I heard a big discussion about this. And so you hear a lot of, you hear this argument that AI is additive, you know, that it's not taking people's jobs, it's adding to...
It's adding complexity and workload.
Well, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So the standard example would be something along the lines of this, is it's not costing artists their jobs because I can make a piece of art for my blog, because I could never afford to pay that artist to do it anyway. So now I'm just putting art where there never was going to be any to begin with.
Right.
That's the way the argument is structured. But there's something that I think the point that is being missed here is that there's a subtractive trickle up effect that happens where you have the ability to, you have artists that are getting paid now, but in order to train the AI, and I'm going to use my wife as an example. She has a website with her entire art portfolio in it.
Mm.
One of the biggest jobs she's ever gotten was a few years ago. This is pre-COVID. She got a commission from Coach Brands to do all of their Christmas illustrations.
Wow.
So
that's big.
Her illustrations were on all like Coach handbags. Mm. It was in their flagship New York store.
Wow.
It was all over the place. Yeah. And all of that is on her website as part of her CV, because that's how you have to advertise yourself as an artist. Well,
right.
All that stuff has clearly been sucked into AI to train these image generation models.
Mm-hmm.
She was never asked. They just took her stuff and trained their model. And so now, yes, you can put that on your blog, something that's practically a full ripoff of some of my wife's, unique designs. You could just generate that out of something, because the AI generation doesn't make new stuff. It only knows how to mimic.
Yeah.
And so there's this trickle up effect that happens where, now, I don't think Coach would ever come back to her and ask for something else, because why would they?
Yeah.
They paid her thousands of dollars to do this work. Now they can do it for pennies.
Well, if
it's exactly the same.
If we recall the Silicon Valley business model, which is give us all your stuff, we'll pay you nothing, and we'll take all right. the money. And
yeah.
It's worth reminding everybody that this is what the Microsoft artificial intelligence CEO, Mustafa Suleiman said.
With respect to content that is already on the open web, the social contract of that content since the 90s has been that it is fair use. Anyone can copy it, recreate with it, reproduce with it. That has been freeware, if you like. That's been the understanding. There's a separate category where a website or a publisher or a news organization had explicitly said, do not scrape or crawl me for any other reason than indexing me so that other people can find that content. That's a gray area, and I think that's going to work its way through the courts.
Yeah, gray area. Yeah. Yeah. So uh-huh. If I find Windows 12 somewhere on the web, the open web, I can download that and use it. It's no problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's freeware. Freeware, I tell you. That's how these people really think.
If I hear the comparison to like buggy whip manufacturers one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Like,
yeah.
this is such a bogus argument.
Yeah.
But, this is just fundamentally different. That when buggy whip manufacturers go out of business, it's because they were replaced by other modes of transportation. Like, you may have lost your horse and buggy, but you replaced it with a car. You know, this is completely different. You lose your job as an artist because there's no more art.
Yeah. Well, the pendulum will swing. I mean, come on.
Well, it won't swing back enough to... It won't swing back. The immediate repercussion will be that the only people able to afford commissioned art will be the wealthy. And it'll gut everything below... the top,
but notice
just everything.
But notice that the only things AI really does, with any quote unquote exception, is generating audio and video, pictures, but maybe just visual audio. It's not very good at much. In fact, I was just thinking about the entropy part. You can see entropy in motion right away if you say, generate an image, and then you say, no, change it and make it this. It can't. It'll make it shit. It always does. You know, it's just, you have to just use the same prompt over and over again, then maybe you'll get what you want. You can't tell it to change this or move that up or move that to the left. So it's entropy in motion. It's entropy in motion. Science!
Science! Well, you know, Anthropic just settled that big bookcase.
Well, it's just the beginning, baby.
Yeah.
And Dvorak's in that case.
Oh, did he get a check?
Oh, he thinks he'll get, he has 28 titles to his name. He thinks he'll get about $7.50 for each one.
Because they said the published amount was $3,000 per book, and that's, there's no way.
Yeah, no way. No way that's going to happen. And yeah, and they're doing it now with Suno, Warner Brothers, Sony. They're all saying, okay, that's fine. You can do that, but we want a piece. And it's a very complicated system, but before you get your Suno result, it has already hit another AI, which is now checking to see tone, vocal, lyric, and it's making assumptions as to who owns what.
Oh, it's trying to see if there might be a claim that could be.
No, it's not seeing if there might be a claim. It's dividing up the money.
Oh, as people are getting, just going to start getting paid.
Oh, they're getting paid now. Oh yeah. Yeah. And then pretty soon, you won't be able to download if you have a free account, and you maybe only be allowed to make one song. And then if you are a paying user, you'll be able to download 5 songs a month. If you want to download more, you'll have to pay more. Oh no, Google just got dinged in the EU. It was like, hey, we think that you're probably stealing copyrighted material. Well, that's going to be fun. The EU are a bunch of douchebags.
Google, they'll get out of that.
They'll pay.
They have the best position of any of these AI companies because they already had publisher deals. Publisher deals in place for like news kind of thing. Already paying because they'd been sued so many times before.
Yeah.
They already had structured deals in place, so they're just like, yeah, we'll just do whatever we want.
Well, this kind of is a good time to bring in the TTS conversation. I listened to the one you posted. Yeah. I listened to the podcast you linked to, the Reddit text-to-speech podcast. And I can see people listening to that. I mean, it's not my favorite, but I've listened to books that were TTS. I've listened to lots of different things that were TTS. If they're spamming, you know, if they're creating 100 podcasts, new podcasts a day with all Reddit content, I think that's a different issue. But if someone just made a podcast and it's an ongoing podcast out of a Reddit thread, I mean, I can't see that as invalid.
There's a couple of issues.
Yeah, no doubt.
So they're not always creating tons of new podcasts. Sometimes they're creating a few podcasts with thousands and thousands and thousands of episodes.
Thousands of episodes?
Oh, yeah. Mm. That podcast that I linked to, that was 1,000 episodes only because that's our limit.
Oh, wow. I didn't scroll down the list. I'm like, let me listen to this one.
Yeah, it would have taken you all day to scroll down that list.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no, they're flooding the zone. I mean, that's what I think is really the danger here. So I put, I sent Sam Sethi a clip for their end of year show, and you know, just the prediction thing. And that was what my prediction was that 2026 is really going to be the AI come to Jesus event in podcasting. I'm seeing it all across the index. So there's another, let me give you another one. Let me see if I can copy this link out real quick. Go to, here we go. Copy.
Where are you putting it in? The boardroom?
I just want to make sure it works first. Now I killed some of these. Let me grab this other one. I've got a few examples of this that are just, these are just scratching the surface of what's in there now. Yeah, here's one. I'll put it in the boardroom. Okay. So there's Chinese
characters right away.
Yeah. So play that.
Okay.
And tell me, I mean, that's clearly AI generated voices. I don't speak Chinese, but it sounds that way.
我们希望承袭古希腊广场的对话精神，在闲适露台上的轻松氛围里，深入现代普通年轻人的生活空间，共同探索思想。Oh,
it's those guys. Okay.
you kind of have to get into it for me. At the beginning, it sounds like it's not, and then it goes into what's clearly like you hear the auto-tuned sort of up down synthesized voice synthetic fingerprint, you know? And this thing is it's xyzfm.space.
Yeah. So
and it has about 10,000 feeds in there.
So I did a little translate on the characters. Do you also feel that while communication has become easier than ever, genuine dialogue is increasingly rare? Do you long for an open space amidst the noise of echo chambers and fragmented information? A place for free-flowing conversation, sincere exchange, and profound dialogue? Terrace Plaza is that very place. Inspired by the conversational spirit of the ancient Greek agora, we aim to bring a relaxed, leisurely atmosphere to the living spaces of modern youth exploring the vast landscapes of thought together. What does that even mean? What does that mean?
It all links back to this thing here.
寄宿学校，而且是一所以学习严格。
I need to up their mic game, man. That's
no, I said, I think that's the synthesized.
That of course it is.
管理严格,
you hear it.
出名的这么一个学校，就
yeah. All right. So
yeah, okay. there's about 10,000 of those feeds in there. There's this stuff is just flooding into the index. It's going to cost. It's costing us money.
Yeah.
You know, it's slow because they're slow. For every 1,000 feeds that go in there that are junk that nobody will ever see or touch or listen to or anything, it's stuff that, you know, the index thinks that it has to keep checking it over
now,
and over.
Are
and
these
over.
Being submitted by manually or by Podping? Can you trace back to how they were submitted into the index?
Yeah, all different sources. A lot of them, and you know, I hate to say this because I love the tech guys over at Spreaker, but Spreaker, their system is being gamed big time. Their advertising dynamic advertising system is just being exploited.
Yeah,
you know, like that Reddit thing. If you listen to it, you get a dynamic ad at the very beginning.
Yes, yeah, I did hear that,
and it's just like if you can get it, you don't have to get legitimate traffic in order to meet some of these thresholds. You can stick a podcast out there in the ether, and it'll get a few downloads a month just by existing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't have, and who knows where they're coming from or what these agents are.
Oh, you already deleted the Reddit podcast.
I didn't think I did, but I clearly
somebody
I
did.
I did.
Somebody
I,
did.
Yeah, somebody did. But you know, I'm just this.
Yeah, that's all Spreaker. Yeah,
it's tons of it is Spreaker. We've just given.
Oh no, it looks like Spreaker killed it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. We're really sorry, but the page you're looking for can't be found.
Okay, yeah. So that's why it went away.
Spreaker killed it. Yeah. All right. So they're on it. they're on it.
See, this is the kind of, so I think we're going to be forced to deal with this issue because it's going to overwhelm us and this stuff is going in. It's going into Apple Podcasts as well.
We need a cartel meeting.
An industry-wide task
force. Yeah. No, I like cartel meeting better, but yes, industry-wide task force. What are we going to do?
We need to convene the Podcast Hall of Justice and get everybody on the same page and go after these interlopers, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This brings me to... there's sort of like... let's see. There's like a dark poesis that we're going to have to get in. We're going to have to deal with as this stuff goes forward, because if you give them the tools of creation, the mass tools of creation to what are essentially a bunch of 2-year-olds, they're just going to start, you know, pulling the trigger on the cannon. And it's going to flood everything and it's going to make everything worse. You're not going to be able to find anything. All the directories are going to crawl. They're going to be brought to their knees as people fight what is essentially a spam battle.
Mm-hmm. So won't this kind of fix itself for two reasons? One, so you can already see Spreaker's like, all right, this is ripping us off. This is no good. So we're killing that. So they're working on their end. It automatically takes care of it on our end. And the AI companies, they're just going to be ingesting more of this slop, and it's only going to be to their detriment.
But that could take forever. And the thing is, like, entropy happens within the model. But the thing that keeps it from happening as the models themselves move forward is it's being retrained. It's being guided by an intelligence, which is us.
Yeah.
By a real intelligence. And so I don't see these models collapsing. They're only getting better. You know, and so I don't think that we can depend on like a system-wide model collapse scenario to fix this. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And in the meantime, we're going to have to deal with increased costs, a worse product. I think next year is going to be rough.
Well, it may be another year or two, but eventually the compute used to do these things is going to have to be paid for. Because right now that's the really, problem. The problem is it's just free, basically. You can create slop for free.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But, you know, as long as they keep kicking the financial, you know, comeuppance down, then this is going to be a problem. You're right. If they really charge but all you need is the delta. And now I don't know what they're going to, if the models that are available open source, if those become good enough, then you could run it yourself and then there's just not an issue at all.
But that also requires, you know, stuff that most 2-year-olds won't do, you know, hosting it yourself. I mean, if you can run it on your phone, yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, an outfit like Inception Point AI, they would do it.
Yeah.
They would run their own service.
Well,
with an open source model, if the quality was there.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows if it's, who knows if it's going to get there or not. I don't know, but, I don't know. This is a mess. It's a real mess.
Yeah, it sure is.
I don't know how to fix it. I don't. I mean, I can't spend all day long weeding junk out of the index.
So
it's not feasible.
So what do we do?
Well,
I mean, obviously.
I've got an idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm all ears.
I've got an idea for starters. So,
shut down the index. Just shut it down.
Yeah, we're going home.
Take our ball and go home.
Well, so I was in there this morning and I was just thinking about this stuff. I was looking at it and I think that it would be good to start by doing something that I was really surprised we've never done before. It's kind of weird. But why don't we publish a real-time view of all the feeds that have been added over the last 24 hours as an open endpoint, so you don't have to have an API to hit it. And we'll just publish it, and it'll update every few minutes. And people can just build tools against that endpoint that will look for signs that it's garbage.
Well, okay, and then what do we do with these tools? We flag it, and then we just say, okay, you flagged it with your tool, we take it out?
I don't know yet. That's step two. I don't know. I just gave you step one. I don't know about step two. You know, because there's lots of people who would be, I think they would have fun building a tool, and they may have ideas for how to. I mean, Spurlock's clearly already doing this. He's got some sort of secret sauce that he's made that he can identify these TTS podcasts. You know, and this also goes back to I don't want to hijack any topics you got.
No, this is an important one. This is a conversation that many organizations should be having right now. How about every single hosting company?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. As part of the new architecture and a lot of the stuff we've been talking about for the last few weeks. I started thinking of, you know, we talked recently about moveyourpodcast.com. And what prompted that, you know, this all goes back to the discussion that we had about James saying, well, some of the podcasts in the podcast index do not match what the feed URL is in Apple Podcasts directory. So we had a long discussion about that and how directory sync is hard. And we exist, just a thumbnail sketch here. We exist to take the directory of podcasting back from the hands of corporate ownership. So it's important for us to be independent and not just follow what they do, but they do have one advantage. They have one major advantage, which is the intent of the podcaster.
Yeah.
And when that intent is clear, meaning the podcaster diligently goes to their Apple Podcast Connect account and changes their feed URL, when the intent is clear, that system, it's hard to argue that that system is not giving us all the information that we want. So that doesn't always happen. People neglect their Apple Podcast Connect account, blah, blah, blah. So we came up with the idea for moveyourpodcast.com where we can make a centralized location, centralized but owned by the community and run by the community, where podcasters could go and signal that their podcast has changed or that they're or it's owned by this entity or whatever. So do some sort of attestation.
Yeah.
And we're going to be able to do that. We'll be able to do that with Podping, and I'm going to get, Alex is going to come on the show, and we're going to run that down pretty soon here in the next few weeks about how we can do that through Podping. So that's the idea for that is underway. Old Dave versus new Dave. Old Dave would have already had a website built by now. We'd be done. We'd have something. We'd be rocking and rolling. But
new Dave is tired.
No, new Dave is like, hold on there, cowboy. Wait up. Maybe you need to give this some thought before you go and just build something. Why don't you let it set and you know, give it some time to bubble and see what ideas come out. Cause there may be, cause your first idea about the way to build something a lot of times is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just give this some time. Let's discuss it before we just, you know, fire off and start building websites. So that's what I've been trying to do. We really need to solve this problem. And I'm committed to finding a good solution for it, for the attestation of the creator. I'm not looking for the solution or the right solution. I don't like those words as much as I used to. We're going to see, I'm going to talk about in a second why that's not really possible. You know, developers always want the one grand solution to a problem. and they get all ticked off when people don't all join on board with their one grand solution. That's just, we're all guilty of that. We all want the right answer, but it's just, I don't know. It's just not that simple, really. But there can be good solutions that get us most of the way to where we want to be. To that end, and I think this is also strongly related to the topic of spam, AI slop. You know, I think we've talked about before, it's probably been a long time, we've talked about before about the law of identity. And what I'm talking about here is, what is a podcast?
Yeah.
And we know, like, James told us on this, on Pod News, today, he told us what he thinks a podcast is.
No, hold on a second. I happen to have that clip.
It's not there in Apple Podcasts. It's not there in Spotify either. So therefore, it's not a podcast.
Can I just say something about this? Sure. My nephew called me yesterday. He's 27, I think. And he's, you know, he's...
This is Willow's son?
No, Tiffany's son, Julius.
His name is Julius. That's a cool name.
Yeah. And he's been doing hip hop for a couple of years. And of course, you know, he's working somewhere that he probably doesn't want to work just to keep his so-called music career going. And obviously that's going nowhere. I mean, he's got a following, he's got fans, they do some live shows, but there's no money off the product. Only if you're performing live. And merch. So he says, you know, I've been wanting to do a podcast for a long time. I'm like, well, you came to the right guy. So, you know, I gave him my three golden rules of podcasting. And I said, so what's the plan? He says, yeah, well, we're going to put it on YouTube and Instagram and Spotify. And I said, just on Spotify?
It's not a podcast.
And he really didn't he had no idea. He's a smart kid. Mm. Had no idea what an RSS feed is. And I said, well, why don't you look at podhome.fm? Because that's our buddy Barry, and he's local to you. And said, he's a podcast hosting company. He says, so what does a podcast hosting company do? And I didn't answer him right away. And he said, do they have like studios and stuff? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. Then when I explained it to him, he said, oh, they're a distributor.
Ah.
And it was really interesting. But I thought, you know, maybe we are making the explanation of what a podcast is too complicated. I think actually RSS.com one of their tabs is distribution. And okay. There you just say, okay, I want to be on Spotify, Apple, et cetera, Podcast Index, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with a couple of that are defaulted. So that's the battle. Mm-hmm. That understanding of how podcasting works and why you want it to be an RSS feed, that's lost. This is not a dumb kid, you know, but then once I explained what it did, he's like, oh, so they're like a distributor. They say, well, yeah, that's actually, you can look at it that way. I mean, does he have to know how RSS actually works, or can he just view it as a distributor?
Yeah, because they distribute your show essentially to the RSS feed, which is a proxy for everyone else to get it.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think this is another example of like the right answer, the best answer, isn't really helpful. It's just you need to find a metaphor that people understand.
Right.
And I think that, yeah, that's as good as any. I think that's a good one. But I guess for our purposes, Daniel J. Lewis is saying that people should not have to go to Apple Podcast Connects. They should just 301 redirect their feeds. Well, Daniel, the problem is that's been in place for years and they don't do it. You know, I mean, it gets a lot of them, but if that was a system that could ever work perfectly, we wouldn't have these problems that we do. And people 301 redirect their feeds and, you know, or whatever. And sometimes they don't. And sometimes they create a whole new podcast and they've got two podcasts. And this brings me to my topic.
Okay.
So we talked about the law of identity. The law of identity says, very simple, A is equal to A. So if you look it up in any sort of core logic, then it might better be expressed as A is not equal to non-A. So what you're saying is an object is identical to itself. So I think when we talked about this a long time ago, we talked about the example of the mind and the brain. If there's anything different about the mind and the brain, then they're not the same thing. So a physicalist, a materialist might say your thoughts are only purely electrochemical processes in the brain.
Mm.
Whereas a metaphysical dualist might say thoughts are non-physical events with cross-domain effects in the physical brain and body. And so, and the reason they would say that would be that thoughts have properties that electrochemical processes do not. You know, thoughts have the quality of being about something. Well, electrochemical processes can't have aboutness. So there's a thing that's true of thoughts that are not true of brain electrochemical processes. Therefore, the brain is not the mind. So that there's your lesson example of law of identity. So that's
it's very deep, Dave. It's very deep for a Friday, but I'm clinging on to your coattails.
We're going to get there. I promise. I think this is important. This is very important. Critical, in fact. And this is why I have not built a website yet. So another example would be something like this. Let's say that I have a green Toyota Camry. All right. There is a hit and run involving a green Toyota Camry. Well, how do we know if the car that was in that accident is my specific green Toyota Camry?
Well, because you look guilty.
Because I've got a head wound.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
We look for what is distinct. And this is just a natural human thing that we do. We look for what's distinct about my green Camry that would identify it uniquely as being identical with the one that was involved in the hit and run. So like something like a license plate number, or maybe it's got a really unique shaped dent in the driver's side fender from the person's head hitting it. You know, the passenger side window has a crack in it that's a particular pattern that was described by a witness at the scene. So what you're processing mentally is there is a class of objects known as green Toyota Camrys. That class of object, it doesn't even have to be physical. In the real world, it could just be like a concept or idea, but there is a class of object that you can conceive of that is that. And what you're saying is, how do I find a distinct instance of a green Camry from amongst the class? Okay, so think about picking from a criminal lineup. There could be five people that look very similar to the guy that did it. But how do you know it's this guy? Well, you instinctively look for things that are unique about this one instance of this individual that looks, this one instance of a person that looks like this. So the podcast index database.
These are all heuristics, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, you could say heuristics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Heuristics would be a more general term for the, for, you know, how to identify a more, you know, things based on properties across a set, but you could, I think the common understanding would apply here too. Yeah. So podcast index database is built on the idea that more than one feed cannot have the same feed URL. More than one podcast, excuse me, cannot have the same feed URL.
Right.
But that's wrong. That the identity of a podcast is not its feed. A podcast is a metaphysical construct in our minds that is that's embodied partially in an XML feed. But the XML feed itself is not the podcast.
Okay.
The main table in the podcast, the main table in the podcast index database that holds the podcasts, quote unquote, is called news feeds, or you can just call it feeds. Okay. For a long time, I regretted not renaming that. I regretted naming it that. And I wished instead I had called it podcasts. But it's actually not a table of podcasts. It's a table of feeds. It is a table of feeds, but podcasts are something else.
You're so rocking my world now, man. I'm very shaky hearing all this.
So you could have three feeds that are all the same podcast.
Yes. You know? Well, in fact, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. So that tells you right there that the feed and the podcast are not the same thing. So the law of identity says they're different. So how do we know what is a podcast? How do we know what the No Agenda show is? We know what the No Agenda show is because we just know it.
In your knower. You know it in your knower.
You know it in your knower. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's in there, and you know that it's that podcast without looking at the RSS feed to make sure. When you see that podcast or when you hear that podcast, you know it's the No Agenda show.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Power. Same with Pod News Daily. Same with this. The podcast is a metaphysical thing that we represent partially with a
construct, man. It's a construct. It's a social construct.
Thank you for not saying contract. Yes, it's a social construct.
No.
But this is important because if you think about the reason that Apple Podcast Connect works the way it does, is because this inherent assumption is already there. The inherent assumption is you have a podcast and it's called X. Now tell us where the feed is. That's a critical point, I think. You have a podcast, and let us know where we can find the audio and all that stuff that goes into the feed. But you start with the podcast, not the feed.
Right.
Whereas we did it the other way around.
Yes, we did. Historically,
we started with the feed.
Yeah, yes, the whole thing started with the feed. Yes.
Uh-huh. So in order to fix this, what I consider this a problem. You know, in order to fix this, we need to flip it back around. And I think we instinctively tried to do this with the GUID tag.
Mm-hmm.
But but that's still wrong. It's not, I'm not saying it's not useful. Useful and correct aren't, you know, the same.
Well, let me just draw an analogy for a second, because that's exactly what the music industry did. And every song, every recorded song is registered. I forget the name of the registry, and it has a certain ID. It's kind of like the GUID for songs. And whether you get it on Spotify, Apple, download, CD, cassette tape, that's the identifier. So the delivery mechanism is detached.
Like an ISBN almost?
Yeah, for that ISBN, song. Exactly what it is, ISBN, which I think we discussed the GUID as an ISBN very early on.
Yeah, right. That's right. We did. Yeah. Yeah. And so you would have, and there again, it's useful because you can have this universal identifier, but that only identifies the feed. It doesn't identify the podcast.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yep.
If your RSS feed goes away, if the RSS feed goes away No Agenda, if the No Agenda RSS feed goes away tomorrow,
there's that means still millions and millions and millions of episodes all over the place.
Yes. The No Agenda podcast
continues to exist.
Is still there in a concept.
Mm-hmm.
In a mental structure that we all have in our heads. That's why people went, you know, the feed for the Daily Source Code, it's all over the place now. I mean, there's people who are trying to reconstruct.
Yes, the feed.
The feed, the episodes, but they're because they know that there used to be this podcast called the Daily Source Code, and they're trying to piece it back together. Okay, so I think that we need to, For move your podcast for this website service, this service, I think it has to have as its core, sort of core building block, the idea that the podcast stands on its own and that the feed can move. The feed can be that you can have three different podcasts with the same feed, or you can have three feeds that are, you know, three identical feeds that are three different podcasts with the same feed, or you can have all different. So the podcast to feed connection can be many, many to many.
Mm.
It can be a many to many relationship. And that gives you the flexibility. That may be nonsensical, and I'm not saying that like from a coding standpoint, that may be that may not make sense. But I'm telling you, conceptually, it is the right approach. And so, if we allow any feed to be any podcast, and any podcast to be any feed, even multiples and in both directions, we immediately get rid of this limitation where there's like, okay, there's this one feed means this one thing. Because that's where you have to stay in sync between directories. Now, again,
what we're talking about is creating some kind of identifier, some kind of fingerprint, some kind of unique DNA for the podcast itself that can then be associated with a feed or any other number of properties. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can have, so the terminology I'm using is like a many to many relationship. And that might not even be like the most ideal way to describe it. But right now we say the No Agenda show is this, or let's say the Pod News Weekly Review is this feed. But the Pod News Weekly Review may have three feeds for different purposes. Now,
Wow.
Now, there may...
You're breaking all the rules, man. What happened to the source of truth?
No, it's... This is the problem. This is the problem. We're too... So we have a podcast, and I'm defining these terms now, and I'm using them very strictly. A podcast, not a feed. I'm talking about we have a podcast, something like, you know, Movie Time with Jennifer. Okay, I just made that up. Well, Jennifer from the Movie Time with Jennifer podcast, she may have gone off and created... She was at Buzzsprout, and now she went over to Blueberry and created because she's thinking about moving her service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's two feeds, okay? There's two feeds, and Jennifer doesn't know anything about podcasting. She doesn't even know she has an RSS feed.
Mm-hmm.
And we identify, so her 301s are messed up. There's not any. She's got something over here in Apple Podcasts that still says Buzzsprout, but she's now on Blueberry, but she's not really committed to Blueberry. She may go back to Buzzsprout. She's just testing the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Podcast Index says she's at Blueberry.
Right.
And Apple Podcasts says she's at Buzzsprout. Who's right? I hate to tell you, but the answer is we're both right.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth.
I'm because with you. With you because I see it all the time, all day long, Yeah. We're answering these emails. So let's just.
And there are people uploading in both places.
So what we're saying is, and this is interesting, we should come up, we need to come up with a different way, a different identification system than the feed because we've lost that battle.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think that's right. I think Apple Podcasts, the reason it has a perception of quality to it, the directory, I mean, is because people can go and tell Apple Podcasts where their feed is.
Mm.
Because they can.
They
and
do.
It's been around for so long. Yeah. They for the most part do. They don't always. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are. But they can, and therefore there's a perception of authority from the creator themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're looking for something that is if we're looking for a way to do this in an open way where the community is providing this service for podcasters to go and do this, then we're going to have to, we can't even write a single line of code until we come to terms with this scenario, because this scenario exists. All over the place. It exists a lot. Like you said, we get the emails that, you know, I know this breaks brains, but we do get these emails and this is the truth. And there's people who are like, I'm on Buzzsprout and I'm on Blueberry. And we're like, which one is which? And they're like, well, I'm doing both right now. And they're literally uploading to two different places. There is neither one of those feeds is the truth.
Hmm.
But at the same time, they're both the truth. So we have to deal with this.
Well, maybe, okay. Then the only thing that's wrong with your scenario is the domain name. Move My Podcast. How about this? Why don't we use podcastlicense.com? Because it infers multiple things. It infers this is a license that I have on my podcast, and so I need to register it with podcastlicense.com. And of course, also later I can arrest you and fine you for violations of podcast code. But do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like it has to be something authoritative. It doesn't have to be podcast license. I just happen to have that. But it has to be something authoritative that just like, you know, yeah, it's a marketing effort, basically.
I mean, you know, Daniel's saying nobody's going to do that. Well,
they said nobody will ever expand RSS. So, you know, don't give me nobody will ever do it or nobody, it can't happen. We've proved that to be not true.
You know, you can't, I'm not, I tried to preface this by saying there is no perfect solution. There's not. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm under no illusion that perfection is possible. It's not possible. This is not what this discussion is about. This discussion is not about perfection. It's about how do we build a system that does not that is resilient against legitimate differences between different platforms, seeing different truths about a podcast. It may seem like a worse solution than what, you know, what we already have, but I'm telling you, this one's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand really, because we interact with the podcasters so often when they email us to tell us, hey, there's something wrong with my feed.
Yeah.
The first thing I do is I go and I look at whenever I deal with these, and you deal with more of them than I do. But the first thing I do is I pull up the API. I go to the page. I look at the feed, same. And I click the little iTunes link.
Yep. Same.
And about 50% of the time they're different. And then if you go and you start doing some digging, you'll find out that what Apple has isn't right either.
No.
So it may look from the outside like this thing works, but I'm telling you, it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's all broken. It's not just Podcast Index is broken. It's all broken. Apple just happens to be less broken than we are, because most hosting companies and podcasting consultants and that kind of thing, most of them will push their people to, will push their podcasters to go and do either a redirect or go to Apple Podcast Connect and update it. The Podcast Index directory has been around for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's got wrong feeds in it, wrong compared to what the podcaster, where they are now, they've moved and that kind of thing, but not nearly as many as you would think, comparatively. So, I mean, the percentage is not nearly as high as you would think, because most people don't ever move their podcast from one host to another. Anyway, this is all framework stuff that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about conceptual stuff that we need to bring to the table for taking back the interface from the directory, for the Open Podcast searchable directory, from corporate ownership to the open source community, to the podcast industry itself.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing I'm saying right now is saying that here's how the architecture is going to look. I'm not saying that. I'm not designing an architecture. I'm only talking about concepts.
So
I don't.
So you could have a, let's just say we have a place, the podcast place, and every hosting company, and I'm sure they might, we could get them on board.
Oh yeah.
Would say, hey, you need to register your podcast with this website. And on that website, you register your podcast. And of course, there's an authentication issue there. You know, who owns what? Mm-hmm. And then in there, you can put in what you believe your feed is, what you believe your YouTube channel ID is, what you believe your Instagram ID is, all that different stuff. Because you'd have to do that because some people are on YouTube.
Sure, why not?
I have a podcast and it's on YouTube and this is my channel ID.
Sure, why not? And then
because Rogan is a good example. Rogan has an audio feed, which I think is Megaphone currently, but he has a YouTube feed.
This proves my point perfectly. That is two feeds of the same thing. It's not the same exact content because you might have a little bit different content here and a little bit different content in the RSS feed, in the Rogan RSS feed, and a little bit different content in the Joe Rogan YouTube feed or YouTube channel, but they're the same podcast.
Well, here's what I could do. I could, next time I'm on Rogan, I can say, Joe, we have a central podcast registry now. Everybody's doing a podcast needs to put their podcast here, needs to register their podcast. It's an industry effort, et cetera.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, would Spotify participate? Doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think this should be run by, I want my vision for this thing, this thing this website, web service, my vision for this is that it would be truly jointly owned by everybody. It's not a Podcast Index owned thing.
Mm.
It's everybody has a hand in its support, because I think that the hosting companies would really like for something like this to exist also.
They probably would, yeah.
Because people don't understand RSS feeds, but they do understand websites. And if you tell them, if it just becomes known that the place that you go to make sure that your the place you go to make sure that your podcast is correctly listed and findable in all the directories, the place you go is, you know, podcast-dashboard.com or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It will just become a thing and people will just know to go do it. And we can still do 301 to redirects. We can still do all that kind of stuff. But there are so many ways that can break.
Mm.
Tons of ways. We have people that have moved their podcast 7 times. They've literally been on every hosting platform and they're, for some reason, they're still there.
Yeah.
And you can say all day long, well, the podcaster should know better. The podcast, the hosting company should do a proper redirect and blah, blah. You can't push this. You cannot push perfection.
No.
You cannot push perfection on a diaspora of all kinds of people who do not understand technology. And that's got to be the where this is. So if, that's the framework that I'm envisioning. And if that's the framework that we can build, then I think that, circling back to where we came from here, I think that can also have a beneficial effect on fighting the AI slop and the garbage. Because now
that's a good point. That's actually a very good point.
Yeah, we've distinguished a podcast from a feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we can say, is this podcast what is this thing? But is this a real podcast or is this just a feed of slop?
Right.
You know, because there's lots of feeds out there, but not all of them are podcasts. Even a lot of RSS feeds are not podcasts. Mm. I mean, RSS feeds with enclosures, a lot of them are. I'm honestly beyond that. There was a podcast. It was in Anchor, I think, early on in the index. It was an Anchor feed, and it had 20,000 episodes in it.
Wow. That's insane.
Each episode was a computer generated voice replaying a chess match. And wow. They were posting like hundreds of episodes a day. And it was like, and it would just be a computer voice saying, you know, black king to three. So to A4.
Each episode was really short, just one move?
No. Each episode was a complete match.
Kind of a cool idea.
It was almost like one of those radio stations that just repeat the numbers. They have the little number repetition.
Yeah, of course. We know the... Yeah. Yeah, I have an example of that. Here, like this.
India Tango Mike. Stand by. 33, 33, 33. Rubbleizer out.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, that is clear. Just nobody's listening.
Right.
To 20,000. It's just not, it's silly. So that's not, yes, it's got an RSS feed, but it's not a podcast. The criteria I've used for a long time now is for the index. If there's a podcast somebody wants to listen to, they need to be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the criteria for being in the index. If somebody wants it, they should be able to find it.
Yeah.
If nobody wants it, then I don't care if it's in there or not. Because otherwise, what's the point?
You're so hardcore, man.
I mean, seriously. What's the point? If nobody cares that this thing exists,
then who cares, right?
Yeah. Then why does it? Why do we have to have it?
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Oh man, my brain's a little fried now.
Sorry.
I think we need to continue this. We need to continue thinking about it, and everyone should just take a beat and be quick to listen, slow to speak, and think about. You know, it's a radical departure from the way we've looked at what is a podcast and identifying podcasts. And I think you're right. I think that it's needed industry-wide.
Schrodinger's podcast. Daniel is so mad at me right now, but he's going off in the chat room, but the thing about it is like, this may sound like a radical departure from, but it's really not. That's really my point here is sometimes when you really define the way, when you define the way something actually works, it sounds like you're nuts. But it's actually all you're doing is you're describing in minute detail how the thing actually functions in our head.
Mm.
See, that's what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say, how do we as people, how do we understand what a podcast is? And it doesn't start with RSS feed. No. It starts with the show, the idea of the show.
Yes.
We think of the Joe Rogan podcast, but the Joe Rogan podcast is multiple different distribution points.
Mm.
It's an RSS feed, a YouTube channel, blah, 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 blah. And a video on Spotify. It's these but it's still in our mind. It's all the same thing. And that's what I'm describing. And now I'm just, once you describe it, then you can build something that replicates it more closely so that people understand it more instinctively rather than having to say, okay, let me first teach you what an RSS feed is and right. blah, 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 blah. You know, like,
right.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, it's interesting because I was just going through this today. I need to associate all of the Focus on the Family podcasts with their publisher dashboard on Godcaster.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do this and the system freaks out because I find, you know, Focus on the Family commentary, the feed the publisher gives me is omnicontent.com. And there's a clash because in the index, it's feeds.feedburner.com, which is a very old feed, which basically just still exists.
Yeah.
You know, these are very and the one with their actual Omni content is marked dead. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of problems we run into.
Now, which one, the Omni one, is that the correct one?
Yes.
Okay.
They all should be Omni, but I can't even change them because the Omni one is in the database too.
Yeah, and that's something that we got to fix.
Yes. So it's these kinds of things that just like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So
yeah, I'll tell you another reason why this has become hard is because what you end up, you know, if somebody changes their feed, you have to be sure to move the listeners along with it.
Mm.
You know, so you gotta, it's not just simply changing the URL. You have to shuffle things around and you have to make an internal redirect back to the old feed to make sure that people who are still referencing the old feed ID don't lose.
Right. So in this specific case, just index question, how do I do that? Mm-hmm. We can't currently, how do I redirect the old feed, the correct feed to the old feed?
You do it with a merge.
Oh, I forgot about merge.
But that's that's a little complicated from when you have two completely different feeds because it's hard to get them both on the same screen at the same time. So I'm going to have to do some work on this.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's work I have to do to fix the already existing problems we have.
Yeah.
That are different from the aspirational things that we're talking about now.
Yeah, I know. I was in a practical mode for a second there.
Yes, Daniel, it does. The index does update on a 301 redirect. The problem is this happens all the time. The problem is Podcaster is on Buzzsprout. They're going to move their show to RSS.com. They go to RSS.com first. They create a new feed with the exact same name. It's the same show. It's the same podcast on RSS.com. Now they have two feeds. They haven't put a redirect in yet.
Yep.
Apple Podcasts still shows the old feed. So now we have two feeds. And there's no way for us to know that they're the same thing. There's no way to know. So now we have two feeds. And then Apple they put in a redirect, but Apple Podcast is still not updated. And because we have to stay in sync with Apple Podcast as best we can, what do we do? You got a 301 redirect saying saying the real feed's over here. And now we have both feeds, but Apple Podcast says it's the old one because they haven't updated that yet. That may take weeks. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's a mess, man. It's a mess. We should probably stop. Stop where we are right now.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm boring.
And thank some people. No, not at all. Actually, I'm just like, oh, man, there's so much to be done. So much to be done. Okay. Let's thank some people who were boosting live while we were in this very deep philosophical conversation. And I hope that people boost in with some ideas.
Yeah.
We got Lyceum, Row of Ducks.
Thanks for bringing this up. A is A. Best premises, says Martin Lindescombe.
I love that guy.
Now, this is interesting. We got 22,222 sats. That is a row of really beautiful ducklings. From Wes from Linux Unplugged in Jupiter Broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, Wes. He's on the social now.
Yes, he says, huge props to Oscar and the Fountain team for iterating on the metadata problem in public to help the effort. We've built a simple open source metadata server implementing their latest idea, the RSS : payment link spec discussed in a recent episode, which we're calling Boostbox. The gist, when sending an LNURLP split, you post your JSON metadata to the Boostbox and get back a permalink. This link serves as a human-readable view and implements the header protocol for programmatic parsing. Check it out at boostbox.cloud.
I like it.
Nice. And he has a sample boost here. Let me see. Let me copy this. And I'll put this into the boardroom so everybody can enjoy it. I have not clicked it yet. I will click it now.
Click it.
I clicked it. Oh, okay. Yeah, nice. Well, that works. Okay.
Oh, beautiful, yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Boostbox.cloud.
Demo API key is V for V me. V number four, V number four, me. Thanks for all the great work. Go podcast.
The website boostbox.cloud looks like it has API links for the GitHub, open API spec, and the API documentation.
Good work, everybody. Nice.
Thank you, Jupiter, and thank you, Wes.
Yes, That's very nice. Salty Crayon, 333, any chance y'all could bring back playing a V for V track during the boardroom? Was thinking about that the other day and how people would discover this niche area outside of the P2.0 tech stuff. Well,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, but ever since we went to an hour and a half instead of 2 hours, we just haven't gotten to it.
I can shut up for a few minutes. I mean, like,
yeah, but I
can scale it back.
I kind of like listening to you.
You're the only one. Everybody else is asleep.
I love listening to you, Dave. I do. I really do. Salty Crayon again. Howdy, Dave and Adam. V for V for that entertainment from the Suno creation of the Index Awards. Yes.
The Index Awards.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. And with that, I hit the delimiter. I believe you've got the Umbral back up and running. Because
I've got our node. I've got our Albi.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yes, the Albi. Yes. Oh, yeah. And Darren O comes in with 55. Dave hurt my brain today.
Sorry.
But I appreciate the effort. it's okay, Darren. My brain is swimming too. I'm like,
we can do cool stuff when we think about these things differently. We can. That's where cool stuff starts.
I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you. Absolutely.
We do not have any one-offs.
That's not good.
No, but we have some monthlies. Okay. I'll go ahead and do those. We got Podverse, $50.
Oh, thank you very much, Podverse. Let me give you a little.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Nice.
Lauren Ball, $24.20. Thank you, Lauren.
Also nice. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Mitchell Downey, $10. Christopher Harabarak, $10. Silicon Florist, $10. Christopher Warren, $5. He's a new subscriber. Terry Keller, $5. And Chris Cowan, $5.
Dynamite.
And then we got some boosts. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Lyceum, 1776. We've got, let's see. Adam, you are the tour guide of the Big Apple.
I think we read that one.
Oh, wait, we already read that one. Yeah, we're,
yeah. Yeah.
I went a little bit too early on the time cutoff there. Let's see. Do we read the one from Silas saying, interesting that Dave is now getting into the AI assisted development? 2222. Welcome to what everyone else has been doing with Cursor, Windsurf, Google Anti-Gravity, and Tray for a year now. Never let the AI make decisions how to implement something and always read what it did, please. I know from experience. Silas also said, can we get can we get the horny gay guy AI voice to talk about Dave's nuts and bolts, please?
No, I'm sorry. That's impossible. He is also not allowed to attend the Index Awards. He's been completely banned.
It's not going to be. I figured he would MC. Gene Everett, Satchel Richards, 1111 through Fountain. He says, I love you guys. I wasn't trying to get the Hive crowd upset last week, but the truth is, Hive projects are failing hard in the past year. Needs to be a plan.
Okay, Brian of London, get your keyboard ready.
Yeah, there needs to be a plan in place for a future failure with Hive. Yikes. I'm not happy about it, and the people who came at me on Hive, please stop and understand. I'm just trying to be practical. Since Hive token is down, 99%.
What? Right.
And chain projects are drying up.
I thought they had some kind of soft fork or something. Did I miss something?
Is Hive token really down 99%?
Well, let's take a look.
He says chain projects are drying up.
Hmm.
There will be issues in 2027 or so. Much love. Again, only pointing this out because I think there should be a backup plan. Gene from Armonk. Oh, Armonk.
Yes. Yes.
How do you even check Hive token?
Just put it into ChatGPT, man. I have no idea if the Hive token is down. I don't see it as a. I don't look
those
at
Hive
that
tokens
stuff.
I bought. That was my exit strategy. This is gonna blow.
Okay, that was a mistake.
See, we got Drev Scott, 10,000 sats says go podcasting. Thank you, Drev. And we got the delimiter, 16515 through Fountain.
There he is.
He said, Comstrip Blogger, he says, howdy, Dave and Adam. I'd like to recommend my new YouTube channel.
Oh, about the AI Wizard. Yes, the AI Wizard.
Just go to YouTube and search for AI Arch Wizard, whereby there is no space between Arch and Wizard. Or go to URL https://www.youtube.com/@AI-ArchWizard. It's showing how to get the most out of AI tools. No politics. 4 vids already. 5th next week will be about agent mode in Atlas. Voiceover by Lady Vox from Alaska, so it's pleasant to listen to. Yo, CSP.
Yeah, so I went to episode number 4 because he said, please like it. I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. And the first 3 minutes is Lady Vox proving that she's not AI. It's like, you just need to do that. You know, I couldn't listen past all that to get to the actual contents. Like, it's okay. I trust you. It's not AI. Just tell me I'm not AI is good.
The AI tools and tips channel using not AI, that seems counterintuitive. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're not AI.
So that was it. We're done for the... It's affordability crisis, man.
Seriously.
That's what's happening here. Well, we hope that you will continue to...
Show.
What happened?
Listening to podcast from Mitchell Downey. Listening to podcasting 2.0 live on Podverse Alpha Web.
Ooh, Alpha Web. Alpha Web.
Is this the alpha of the long-awaited next generation Podverse?
I believe it is.
I clicked on it and it says, warning, this is an alpha version of the website. Cool.
Oh. But can you give out that URL or is that still a secret?
No, he linked to it. He linked to it on the podcast index.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. All right, Mitch. We've been waiting for him to reemerge and here he comes. He's slowly coming out of the ooze. Developer ooze. Yes.
Like the Ascent of Man poster is dripping off of him. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for attending the board meeting. Boardroom, you are dismissed. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. If you'd like to support the Podcast Index and help us out with all of these crazy ideas, we accept all forms of value for value, time, talent, treasure. Find us on the Mastodon, podcastindex.social. If you need an account, you don't have a Mastodon account, we'll happily help you. Just email us, adam@podcastindex.org, david@podcastindex.org. You can always
go to podcastindex.org and scroll down to the bottom, big red donate button. Support us with some fiat fun coupons, some PayPal, or boost us as hard as you can.
The podcasthalljustice.com.
Boost us harder, everybody. All right, Brother Dave, have a great weekend.
You too, bro.
Yeah, everybody else, have a good one. We'll be back Friday once again for Podcasting 2.0.
Podcasts are cool.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
New Dave is tired.